So we have been, since before Easter, discussing why he came. We started out why he came with the fact that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners and to destroy the works of the enemy. We aren't going to take enough time to re-preach all the messages, because you'll quit on me before we get today's. You'll be somewhere else in your thinking, which would be absolutely acceptable. But just that he came to destroy the works of the enemy. Works of the enemy, sickness, pain. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So that just kind of covers everything. And since he came to destroy those works of the enemy, he also came to restore those things that the enemy has stolen. If you've been wounded, if you've, you know, areas of our lives can get killed, but he can bring them back. So he came to destroy the works of the enemy. Then we looked at why did he die? Well, obviously his death was a continuation of destroying the works of the enemy, because death was swallowed up in victory. The grave just didn't have any place anymore, because with Christ we live forever. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. We could say, and they better keep calling, but that's not my call. But I do know that my calling is that people might be restored to fellowship with God. And if you remember, in Genesis, fellowship with God was pretty sweet. Adam and Eve had a good thing going. And we, when we call upon the name of the Lord, begin a very good thing. But it's important that we understand, so that we are not deceived, as Eve was, and give up the good thing. So that we don't, as last week was mentioned, that Esau didn't even care about his birthright. He wanted some food. Okay? So we have those things. So he came and he died to continue destroying the works of the enemy, because it was a plan. And all of this is because he said so. Because it was prophesied. Because God said so. He made this plan and he never deviated from the plan. It was prophesied that Christ would come. We acknowledge that he didn't come the way they wanted him to come. He came as a baby, instead of as what the kind of king they wanted. And because of that, many did not recognize him. And oftentimes, as Christians nowadays, Jesus comes and he doesn't come the way people want him to come. They get desperate and they say, "Hallelujah, okay, I'll take Jesus and he'll make everything perfect." Not quite. He'll still be working with you and with me. And so the power to be perfect, the perfection is available, but it's not yet. We are being perfected. We're being changed from glory to glory. But he came that we might have that opportunity. He came because in his death he would give us life. And so, you know, these are all elementary principles that we need to remember. We don't need to write them down and read them every day, but what we need to do is keep in mind what all this is about. And then why did he rise? Because he was supposed to. Because it was prophesied that he would. He's the only living Savior. All of the other gods that people want to acknowledge, none of them are alive today. And none of them are givers like Jesus. They all are takers. They all are the way that oftentimes people accuse God of being. They accuse him of being a taker, that he's still that mountain that cannot be touched, rather than that relational, up-close, loving God. And Hebrews says, we haven't come to a mountain we can't touch. We've come to a living God. We've come to one who lived, died, rose again, and he ascended. Why? He ascended to complete the plan, almost. He ascended because he said, if I go to the Father, I will send you my friend, your friend. I will send you the Comforter, I will send you the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, when Wayne came in, I told him to pick a seat. He said, well, we're Baptists. We usually sit in the back. Well, you're going to need to... I'll send you a copy of this message for all your Baptist friends. This morning, we were a little bit Southern Baptist. You know, I love the blues. I hear these ladies sing. I hear Judy sing, and I remember back to so long ago when she wanted to practice. Can we practice? And I would smile at them. Yeah, okay, we'll practice. I did occasionally practice when they had a particular song they wanted to sing, but there isn't any practicing necessary anymore. Nothing wrong with practice. Don't get me wrong, people. It's just that I don't know how. I just do whatever I do practicing. I sit down at home at the piano and I practice, but it's not particular practice anyway, and that's just me. So, okay. But it's awesome.